Good evening and welcome to Around Cincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. It's a pleasure to be here with you this evening. Tonight, we'll be in conversation with award-winning Native American flutist Douglas Blue Feather. And we'll be talking about the Ohio Valley Indigenous Music Festival taking place at Patricia Allen Park in Springboro, Ohio on August 27th and 28th. Free and open to the public. Our guest, Douglas Blue Feather, is an internationally known recording artist and performer of music featuring the Native American flute. Recognized as one of the most accomplished flutists, he has released 18 CDs, which have been heard on radio stations and TV music channels worldwide, including Pandora, Soundscape, Sirius, Reverb Nation, amongst others. In total, Douglas has received over 50 various award nominations and has been a voting member of the Grammys since 2007. Douglas Blue Feather's latest release is Cosmic Visions. Douglas Blue Feather, welcome to Around Cincinnati.
Thank you. Great to be here. Thanks for having me.
So there's a great weekend of music coming up on Saturday and Sunday, August 27th and 28th, featuring Native American flute and folk and traditional Native American singers. You want to tell us a little bit about what people can expect?
They can expect a lot of great talent coming up at this festival. You know, this festival ran for 9 years at Sunwatch Indian Village in Dayton as the Sunwatch Native Flute Festival. Due to some reorganization, I have relocated it, renamed it. And as you said, it's free and open to the public, so we are looking to have this grow and be bigger and better than ever. It's in a very beautiful 100-acre park with large playground areas for kids. It's very family-friendly. We've got some great talent lined up this year. In addition to myself being one of the performers, we've got, for the first time ever, a Native American chief performing with us, Chief Golden Light Eagle from the Yankton Sioux Reservation in Yankton, South Dakota, performing traditional Native flute and vocals. A lot of people right here in this area are probably familiar with the chief as being one of the featured speakers at the Victory of Light Expo in Sharonville during those expos in the spring and the fall. We've got on contemporary vocals for the first time, Terry Sings with Ravens from Ohio. She's a contemporary folk singer, a Native American Music Awards nominee. She was a runner-up in the John Lennon Songwriting Contest. We've got Jan Seiden, who has a wonderful list of credentials. It's been a couple of years since Jan has been with us. She's a world-class flutist on Native American, Anasazi, Mayan-style flutes, and from other parts of the world. She's a multi-Native American Music Awards and Indian Summer Music Awards nominee. She's presented programs for the John Hopkins Hospital, George Washington University Center for Integrative Medicine, and at numerous other centers. She's performed at the Smithsonian's National Museum of American Indian and many other concert stages across the U.S. And she's been on TV stations over the years, including CNN Headline News. We've got Brad Young. Not only is Brad Young a master flute maker from Virginia, but he's also an extremely talented performer. He's released 6 CDs, and I'll tell you, it's rare to find a flute maker who is also such an extremely talented musician. Usually, it's one or the other. You're a flute maker and you focus on that, or you're a musician and you focus on that. Brad is doing both, and I tell you, he's just wonderful. Our featured act, the headliner on Saturday from 7 to 8 and on Sunday from 5 to 6 is the Heartwind Band from Indiana. They are a 3-man group consisting of Jeff Gegner, Richard Bruner, and Adam Revere. They will be performing with Native American style flutes, world percussion instruments, and didgeridoos, all delivering a fusion of sounds celebrating what ancient cultures have gifted us with. And I tell you, when you hear 3 Native American flutes all playing in harmony, it's just awesome. It's breathtaking. And of course, we've got some other local flutists, musicians that I'd like to give a nod out to from Ohio. Matt Toma, he's an Indian Summer Music Awards nominee. He'll be playing contemporary Native flute. We've got Adam Hawkins from up around Toledo playing traditional style Native American flute. From right here in the Cincinnati area, Janice T. Sunflower, contemporary native flute. She's released several CDs and just an outstanding performer.
Actually, Janice and I have recorded a bunch together and also have performed live a bunch together.
Great.
Great sound.
A couple of more folks that we have, Joseph Whitefeather and Tim Corbin from the Dayton area, and of course the Miami Valley Flute Circle, who I've always worked closely with this, putting this together event. We've got vendors coming from all across the country, including Ohio, Indiana, Michigan, Iowa, North Carolina, Maryland, Mississippi, Texas. We've got 12 of the best Native American style flute makers in the country. In total, we've got around 29-30 vendors with Native American style flutes and accessories. We've got Native American jewelry, Native American style arts and crafts, beadwork, stone carvings, world percussion instruments like djembes, hand drums, and didgeridoos. You'll want to get those from Heartwind. They have a booth there. We've got excellent food. You've got to have food at a good festival. We've got three great food vendors coming. We've got Old West Foods from Indiana with Indian tacos, fry bread, buffalo burgers, hamburgers and hot dogs, pork tenderloins, fries. And from right around the corner from the festival in Waynesville, Ohio, we've got Cajun cuisine with authentic Louisiana dishes, including red beans, rice, smoked sausage, fried catfish, and Cajun fries. And we've got Smoothie King with all kinds of delicious smoothies. In addition to all of this going on all weekend, great live entertainment, we've got free workshops both days, which will be presented by several of the performers, all revolving around the Native American flute. So we're looking forward to this being a great festival at a new location. We want to let people know that Native American flute is the featured instrument at this festival.
Douglas, I wanted to ask you, the Native American flute has such a pure, haunting sound. When Native peoples invented the flute and began playing it, where was the flute played or where was it developed? Tell us a little bit about the beginnings.
The Native American flute, as I've read, can be traced back over 2,000 years from the American Southwest, from the ancient pictographs. It was created as a personal instrument, a spiritual instrument, and a courting instrument. It was an instrument that a young man might play to attract the heart and attract the attention of another young lady. It's not what you would call a ceremonial instrument like the drum, where we hear drum groups and singers at powwows and Native gatherings and things like that. It is a very unique instrument, consists of six basic notes. In total, you can play 14 or 15 of those notes. And you know, before Europeans came and brought structure, music, and scales, there was no such thing as a flute being tuned to a specific key, a key of G minor or F sharp minor or D minor and so forth. So however it came out is however it came out. So it would be nice to hear an old flute like that. They're probably somewhere in a museum to see how they look and see how they sound, you know, because back then everything was carved by hand. It wasn't a precisely rounded and precisely tuned instrument. Today it's a contemporary instrument, and you said it's got that unique haunting sound. There is no other instrument like this in the world.
You know, I can imagine. Let me know if I'm over-romanticizing this. I've been to places like Canyon de Chelly,
sure,
places like that in the American Southwest. I'm a student of Anasazi culture. And I can just imagine Native people playing these flutes to the Creator under the starlit sky in the open air. Would it have been like that?
I imagine so. And it still is that way. I have played flutes in those areas, not to an audience, just to go out and enjoy that experience, because you get a natural echo of the flute bouncing off the canyon walls.
Yeah.
And even though I'm there playing by myself, as I have in the past, it doesn't take long for a few tourists to come around and say, wow, hey, do you have any CDs?
Well, with that note... We want to thank Native American flutist Douglas Bluefeather for joining us this evening. We've been talking about the Ohio Valley Indigenous Music Festival taking place at Patricia Allen Park in Springboro, Ohio, on Saturday and Sunday, August 27th and 28th. And more information about the Ohio Valley Indigenous Music Festival and Douglas Blue Feather can be found on our website, wvxu.org/AroundCincinnati. I'm Ron Esposito. Thanks for listening.